Welcome to the Duluth Rundown interview section. We are just about to get going with our next interview, but first, a message from our sponsor, Austin Jaro Sports. Austin Jaro is where you want to go to get anything running related, from gear to shoes to food, and of course, great advice from all the people that work up there. So check out Austin Jaro at 1025 West Central Entrance here in Duluth, Minnesota. Thanks, Austin Jaro. I am here with Dave Lane, otherwise known as Sir Dave, to many people that know him. Dave is a longtime race production professional and the recent recipient of the 2026 Mack Wells Award of Excellence. Dave, can you talk about that award? What was that all about, and what does that mean to you?
The award was named after Mack Wells, who helped out with the marathon, and he was kind of my job before. His job was mine before I took it over. So getting the award was quite an honor. I just appreciate being an employee of Grandma's Marathon and being around the running community and just kind of helping set up the races, run the races, and help take down. I just appreciate kind of like all my coworkers and they're great to work with and fun to be with, and just kind of being around everybody. And Grandma's weekend is a great time. It's a great week, and it's a blast.
Awesome. Well, big congratulations on the award. And can you remind me, Dave, and then also just for our readers, how long have you been working with Grandma's Marathon, and what is your role today?
So I started working for Grandma's Marathon in February of 2018. And so my title is Operations Assistant.
Awesome. Well, I know we've worked together a lot, and I love working alongside you, slinging barricade and everything. But now we're here, we're setting up. It's Thursday before the marathon. It's a big week. What is your most, what excites you most about Grandma's Marathon week and the weekend?
I'll say just being around other runners and just seeing everybody kind of running around and doing their last like training runs and then race week. It's so exciting, and it's a good time just being around the marathon. It's really a great experience.
Awesome. Yeah, it sure is. And then you are a unique person because you help out beforehand. You run almost every race that you help with, and then you help tear down. How do you do it?
I just push through. It's just kind of a work, run, work. So I usually don't get tired. I just to myself to push through and then I just kind of dig deep, and I just kind of keep doing that. It works for me.
Yeah, it's amazing. So we're in the early stages. It's Thursday. What are you most excited for the rest of the weekend, Dave?
So I'm excited. I'm excited to do the run 5K tomorrow, and then do the half on Saturday morning, it's also like a great time to see everybody cheering for you and kind of seeing like like other friends out on the that are also doing like the 5K or the half or the marathon, and can kind of cheer for them. And but I enjoy it. It's a good time.
Well, I'm excited to see you out there. I mean, I'm doing the marathon, so I might not see you. Maybe you'll see me afterwards, but I know I'll see you on the Teardown crew, and just really appreciate all that you do for the local race running community, Dave, and appreciate you coming on the podcast real quick.
Anytime, yeah, I'll track you on the Grandma's Marathon app, Mike.
All right, thank you.
Okay, we are here at Blacklist Brewing. This is during the Hoops Running Club at Blacklist Brewing meetup, and we're here
shakeout
with
the shakeout run,
and we're here with the leaders of Hoops Running Club at Blacklist, Sarah and Nate Cohn.
Kane. It looks like Cohn though.
Kane, excuse me. Thank you.
No. It looks like Cohn, and I tell Nate's family that I go by Cohn, and they hate it. They're like, it's Kane.
But it's Kane.
K-O-E-H-N.
The Canes. We're here with the Canes.
We're here with the Cohns.
Sarah, can you tell us a little bit what is going on during Grandma's Marathon weekend with the Hoops Running Club?
Yeah, so every year we have a shakeout run. Our first year in 2024, we had about 24 people. That's a good number for 2024. 2025, we had about 33, and this year we had over 70. So this run club's blowing up, folks. You heard it here first on the Duluth Rundown.
That's true. What's going on during the weekend besides the shakeout run here?
Yeah, so we had the shakeout run here, and then Saturday we're having a cheer zone here at Blacklist. Tortoise and Air, ASICS, and Mountain to Coast are coming, and I think Run Minnesota may make an appearance too. We're going to have free scones, free cookies, and discounted beer and THC if you want to get after it in the morning. And free coffee too. You have to pay for the beer and THC. But yeah, and ASICS is bringing like things to make signs. You can cheer on your friends. It's going to be a big community event, and it will be wonderful.
That sounds awesome. Nate, what are you most looking forward to for this Grandma's weekend here in Duluth?
I'm most looking forward to my finish line sad walk, which
I don't want him to do that. His plan is to fall down in a silly way, but I'm like, a medic's gonna come get you. They're gonna be really worried, but he's really, what show's that from?
Arrested Development. It's the only thing getting me to the finish line this year.
He's not gonna do it though. He is not going to. He's gonna get a little bashful. Yeah, don't get your hopes up, guys.
You gotta be prepared for the repercussions of this.
I know. I'm gonna go to the tent. They're gonna carry me to the tent.
And they're gonna hear this interview, and then you're gonna get permanently banned from Grandma's Marathon. We're gonna get blacklisted, and then we'll become Blacklist Run Club. I don't know where to go from there.
I don't either, but we're gonna trudge through. We're gonna trudge through. Well, I mean, I know I've talked about Hoops Running Club on the podcast before, but if one of our listeners maybe isn't familiar, what's like your elevator pitch? Why should someone come check this out?
I always say we started it because me and Nate didn't have any friends, and we're like, we gotta make some friends. We gotta figure it out. I love him very much, but man, there's only so much you can talk about when it's just the two of you. So we went into Hoops Brewing in the fall of 2023, late fall. We're like, hey, can we start a run club? We'll start December 14th. We're gonna show up every day for a year. We're gonna show up every single day for a year. And if after a year, no one comes, we'll quit.
We've
never been alone.
Every week.
Every week for a year. Yeah. Sorry, every day. I know,
we're so tired.
We have no rest days. Oh my God. you should tell your listeners it's 8:31 and we have had more than one beer. but anyway, so we've never been alone, and this week was our biggest week yet. We had 70 people. So can you believe it?
Wow.
Me and Nate Cohn have 70 different friends.
That's awesome. Nate, what's your elevator pitch? Why should someone who's maybe not heard of Hoops Running Club, like, come check it out?
I think it's because you can come meet new people. Like, that's why we started it. The running is okay, you know, but the hangout is super fun. That's why we started it.
Me and Nate met at a run club in Omaha, so run clubs are important to us. It's kind of funny. When you meet runners, age and, like, what you do for work, none of that matters. Like, what matters is you all like to run. And one time, I was 28. We have an age gap. And I told Nate, when you turn 40, we're going to get married. And he's like, Sarah, I'm 43. But when he turned 45, we did get married. And now we started a run club.
The rest is history.
The rest is history. So come to Hoops Running Club to meet love.
For love, camaraderie, friendship, or just a discounted beer, THC or seltzer.
You can have
Here's
it all
Here's the spot.
Here.
You can have it all here. So, yeah, this is every Thursday, 6 p.m. at Blacklist Brewing. Thank you, Sarah and Nate, for hopping on the Duluth Rundown podcast.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Super fun. All right, we are here on the Grandma's Marathon bus. We are with a previous Duluth Rundown interview subject, Kyle Sather. Kyle, how are you feeling for today?
Oh, you know, never been better.
That's what I like to hear. Hey, how's your training gone this year leading up to Grandma's? Talk a little bit about what you've been through to get here today.
Training this year has been different this time around. This is my first marathon with a newborn in my household, so adapting my entire training schedule around baby is not something I've done before, so today I'm just hoping to run smart. I don't know if smart will mean fast, but I just want to run smart.
That's a big life change. Huge congratulations on a new child. What's worked best for you with time management with a new baby in the household?
For me, it's just making sure that both me and mom get our time for ourselves. Whether it's like her getting her own run in and just being flexible, whether that means, hey, this morning I'm running at 6 and tomorrow between the four of our schedules, it's best for me to run at this time. So just being adaptable and flexible to what we need to do is what's made sense for me this training cycle.
That flexibility, that's a great tip, I think, for anyone out there. So you're a former Duluth resident. You live in the Twin Cities now, but you're back in Duluth. What is the Grandma's Marathon, this race, this weekend? What does it mean to you?
It's like coming home. Naturally, I grew up in the cities, but I also spent a good portion of my childhood and my adulthood in Duluth. Grandma's was my first marathon back in 2013. And when we finish today, it'll be my 8th finish at Grandma's Marathon.
8, that is incredible. Yep. What most excites you about this weekend, you know, leading up to this? What do you look forward to most?
I think the sense of nostalgia that comes with it, and just like the magnitude of how cool this race is for being in a city such as Duluth. Like, they say it's like small town charm, world class events, isn't that the catch line?
Yeah.
So it really lives up to its name, like, by that standard. Yeah.
Nice. Well, great to run into you. Great to see you, Kyle. And good luck out there today.
Thanks, Mike. You too.
All right. Now I'm here with Mike Ward. Yeah. Running. How you feeling, Mike? In
good.
In action here.
Good. Feeling good. Smooth. Steady. This is the worst part of the race, but it's going good.
Yeah. No, you're looking pretty solid. 22-ish miles in.
Taking it easy.
Smiling. Confident, strong.
I'm not even, I've surpassed my PR so far with 4 miles to go.
Nice. Well, keep it up. I'm going to let you go.
Thanks, Tony.
See ya. All right, I'm here with Joyce Hine, finishing up her marathon soon. Joyce, say hi to everybody.
Hi there.
How are you feeling?
A little spent, but I'm going to make it.
And Joyce, you are, what, 77 years old?
Yes, I am.
77 years old, finishing the marathon.
Yes.
Pretty impressive.
Thank you.
And you're feeling okay?
I'm a little spent, but I think I can make it the rest of the way.
I know you can make it the rest
Alrighty,
of the way.
Alrighty, thank you.
All right, thanks, Joyce.
Okay, bye, everybody. All right, I'm going to start going.
Right, we are here at the finisher area with former Duluth Rundown podcast interview guest, Dave Schaefer. Dave, how are you doing right now?
Well, I'm doing all right. It was a little bit of a rough day out there, but thanks to all the cheering crowds, I achieved a goal of never walking, kept moving, relentless forward progress, and I'm glad to be done.
Nice work. Proud of you. Take us back a little bit. How has this year gone leading up to grandma's training preparation? Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I love the NMTC races, and I made all the spring races super fun for speed work. I love the 10-miler is kind of like a test for where you're at. I also still play competitive Ultimate Frisbee, and I played a Grandmasters tournament last weekend and definitely still felt it in my legs. It was a risk I took. I knew what might happen, and it definitely still was impacted the race, but it's worth it to do all the fun things. So training was okay, trying to manage the minor injuries and keep them from being major injuries and just get miles as much as I can.
Tell us a little bit, what does it take to manage some of those injuries? What works well for you?
I think I've learned that when they start small, to actually take the time off to keep them from getting bigger. So I think I've had some success with that. I've been doing more strength training than ever. Destination Fitness, which Mike and Julie Hendrickson own, is an awesome place if any of us looking for a good gym to do strength training at. So that's helped a lot. But really just paying attention to my body is the goal.
Nice. I think that's advice that everyone can take into consideration, just listening to your body. So take us a little bit through the day today. How did it go? And then also, I'm curious, as a follow-up question, what was your favorite and least favorite part of your race?
Ooh. So I started, the best case scenario would have been a 325. So I ran with a 325 pace group, felt like the pace was a little hot. I probably fell off about halfway, and then goals kind of kept slipping. But I realized, like, okay, I can end this at a 330-something. And so that helped me push the last 3-4 miles, came in 3:39 and change, so it was under that 3:40 mark. So I think my least favorite part was probably miles like 19 through 24, because I just kept getting passed by all the people who paced better than me. But to like then to get downtown and like reassess and be like, yes, I'm on target, get some big crowds, pushed. So it kind of stunk, but it was great at the same time. But I just appreciate the crowds, but especially all the volunteers that run this race. It's amazing how many people that I knew handed me a cup of water. So if you're listening and you volunteered, thank you.
Seriously, that it's such a special event. That crowd energy, when I think about it, like in January, it makes the hair stand up on the back of my neck. And even like thinking down the stretch of getting to Lake Ave with all the noise is just electric. So. I definitely share your sentiment there. Well, tell our listeners, what's next for you? Once that grandma's is done, what are you looking forward to running-wise or athletics, just in general this summer?
Kernow in 3 weeks. So I'll be running the Kernow and volunteering at the Voyager. So excited for those summer races. I'm probably a little more Ultimate Frisbee this summer as well. But let's turn this around, Mike. Tell us about your race. How did your race go, and what was your favorite and least favorite part?
Oh, gosh. It went so good for me. I was trying to keep it easy. I'm battling a little hamstring injury. My main priority was not to aggravate it, and I was prepared to drop out, you know, if I was not feeling healthy and strong. And even early on, I was feeling not healthy and strong, thinking maybe today's not my day. And I stopped at a restroom at halfway, and then after that, just somehow felt really good and kind of cranked down the pace. I kept it really easy for the first half. I think that's maybe a good strategy moving forward, because this is maybe the most fun race marathon I've done, but it was also definitely one of my second slowest. Favorite part was gosh, coming past Blacklist Brewing. I go to a running club there, Hoops Running Club, and there is a big crowd there chanting my name. So
yeah, tons of people out there. It was amazing.
That was really fun. And just coming down, usually I'm suffering so bad in downtown, and I ran strong, and that was great. My least favorite was probably the first miles, because you're just like, I hope this doesn't go bad. And I was just kind of anxious about it. So thanks for asking. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, I wish you a swift recovery from this race. And I know I'll see you around this summer, Dave. Thanks for hopping on.
Yeah, of course. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. That was so cool to hear the sights and the sounds from the course, from the pre-race, the bus out to the start line. Big shout out to everyone who hopped on the microphone. And hey, if you have a story to share about your grandma's marathon weekend experience, if you have any ideas, want to shout anyone out, got some upcoming races you want to highlight, definitely send us an email. We'd love to hear from our fans. That's theduluthrundown@gmail.com. We'll see you next month.